You're listening to Day 15 of 30 Days of Audio Boo. Hi, and welcome back to my 30 Days of Audio Boo. This is Albert Hathazi. It's been a long day for me. I worked till 7 this morning at my J-O-B and managed to get about an hour of sleep throughout the day. It was a busy day, family day today. Kind of stepped back from work. I did a little bit of work this morning getting a video uploaded to YouTube and updating a client site. But other than that, I just checked emails and all that. But I definitely wanted to continue with my challenge. I knew if I stepped back and I stopped doing what I've been promising to do, which is give you 30 days of audio boo, I knew that it would be way easier to stop going forward. So tomorrow is going to be a little bit more back to normal, getting things going for my next podcast episode. I have confirmed Matt is going to do an interview with me on WordPress. He doesn't know what kind of questions I'm going to ask him. So tomorrow I'm going to spend some time drafting the questions, and I'm going to think about what my target market would like to know about WordPress. I'm going to structure everything along that line so we can answer the questions that are on their mind. And I happen to believe that WordPress is a fantastic website platform called a content management system that businesses can use to easily make changes to their website, update their website, and to really test conversions. Now, conversions are when people come to your website, what are they going to do? Do you want them to sign in a form that they could get on your newsletter? Or do you want them to go watch a video? Do you want them to find out what you have to offer? So with WordPress, you could really make those changes happen quite easily by making changes on the website pages or doing split tests. And these are some of the things that we're going to talk about. It's not the only platform out there, but this WordPress is the most popular these days because of its ease of use. Other than that, today we had soccer with the kids, and really fun part, tonight we spent a couple hours and we made some room for our tree this year. And we decided it's going to be the last year of our fake tree. We've probably had it for about 10 years. It's missing branches. Things just wear out, right? So we decided this is going to be the last year of the tree, and we are going to get something different next year. And that's how we set it up, and we did the lights, we did decorating of putting ornaments on. I did a little videotape as well on that. So we're going to have the memory of our tree for the last time this year. It's going to be good. We decided to put the tree upstairs this year because our downstairs is a mess, because we are planning on adding my office downstairs, and we're starting to move stuff out of the back room. I don't know what you guys got, what kind of traditions you have for decorating your tree, but I told my kids when I was younger and living at home, I used to love just turning off all the lights and just putting on the Christmas tree and just sitting around it and then letting the thoughts of what is coming on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning fill our heads. It's kind of cool. So I hope they enjoy that, and we could start to have traditions like that. We were the kind of Christmas family that always would wait till the morning to open their presents, because we'd go to church around 11 at night, Christmas Eve, and we always had Christmas supper. Instead of having it on Christmas Eve, we'd have Christmas supper instead of having it on Christmas Day. That's our tradition. That's probably what we're going to keep doing here. So I'd like to hear what your traditions are. What different things do you do? Everybody's got a little something different. That's going to wrap it up today, folks. It's 11 o'clock at night and a little bit burnt out, but I definitely want to come on board. And I love talking behind the microphone, and I want to keep the momentum going. So you too, keep the momentum going and check out The Local Method on the iTunes podcasts. Until next time, I'm checking out. Bye-bye.